Dan, what do you want?
Yeah, hey, listen, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Hey, I just wanted to rehash what you guys were talking about, you know, fight scenes in movies.
Yeah.
And I actually wanted to, I'm sure you guys have probably seen this, but the Expendables?
Yeah.
I didn't see the Expendables.
You know what's crazy is I saw that in a hotel room in Australia with my brother, and that is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I was expecting at least it to be like kind of cheesy fun.
It was cheesy?
Yeah.
The script was bad, but I thought it was good action, like in like good fight scenes with Randy Couture doing the MMA.
Yeah, it was the... Yeah, okay, sure. If that's... Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Yeah. It was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I was blown away because it was the number one movie in the country, right?
It was huge, yeah.
Yeah, it was really for a second there, I thought it was so cheesy that there maybe that was the joke,
right?
But then I realized that it's not. It's Sylvester Stallone doing an action movie, and
like, so this is Sylvester Stallone's return to big budget action making.
It's not. Yeah. It's the story, the action, everything is the worst I've ever seen. It's the cheesiest shit I've ever seen in my life, ever.
Right.
Nothing has ever been more cheesy than this movie.
Right.
Like, the one-liners and the... Like, he's so old, too. Like, I could tell in that movie,
Under all the, the HGH and everything else.
It's amazing what he's doing, but it's still. I think he's like almost 70.
It's like a weird like plaster skin over this skeleton body.
But I could tell when he turned a lot, he was very stiff.
Withering away from the inside.
I noticed that his neck, he wasn't like, he would turn his whole body to look somewhere. He couldn't like twist his head.
Right.
He sort of seemed like, I feel like, how could you be that fit and be that... That old.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to be stiff as a board. You've got to be sore as shit. How the hell are you working out all the time? Because he is ridiculously buff, but he's also like old buff. Like his veins are getting massive. You know what I mean? From stretching out, from pumping so much blood in them, they're like, they're bigger veins. Like he has massive veins. They look like one of those varicose veins in his arms.
Yeah, those giant veins.
He's pretty trashed. Scott Green, like, I really give a shit, but what?
I'm sorry, I just had to report that I'm getting a million phone calls that apparently Stallone hurt his neck while in a fight scene with Stone Cold Steve Austin in that movie, hence the reason he could not make the head turn.
Well, he's a rich guy, could have got painkillers.
And I don't
suck
want,
it up, do some heroin.
I don't want everyone to keep calling and telling me that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's starting to get to him a little bit.
Yeah! I didn't realize it. The phone. If you answer the phones on the Jason Ellis show,
you get those all those idiots.
You can be a broken man. Like the fans will kill you.
No, completely.